Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's Tyler? I mean, you tell me where the opportunity was for him. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point, it becomes a numbers game, and whether it was Iowa State or somewhere else, right? The opportunity was probably dwindling for Tyler here, based on the way they had recruited.
He got 30 minutes on Saturday against Oklahoma. Believe it or not,
man, what's their record?
It's not good.
It's terrible. It's like the worst I've seen under a Prom. Big 12.
They have two wins. It looks like.
I've never seen a Steve Prom team that bad.
Yeah, they're 2-16.
Ooh, boy.
He did not
brutal.
Think.
0-13.
He did not. They are 162 at KenPom. He did not think he was headed for a situation. Did they lose like a star guy or something like that?
They must have, man.
What's that cat who's playing for Sacramento was the big one, right?
Halliburton?
Halliburton was their stud.
Yeah, they lost Halliburton.
Lost him. I just meant at this season.
Oh, this
because
season?
Because they have literally only beat Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Jackson State.
Well, they added Tyler Harris, and they
And that looks worse than we lost our best guy at the NBA. You know what I mean?
You're
not supposed to lose 14 out of 16 the next year.
Yeesh.
Or 14 out of 18.
Thanks to Jeff Gimmer for joining us on the show today. We got respect burgers that we are going to hand out today here on the show. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. What do I like to do? It's bet a side, then pair it with a prop bet. Maybe a job point total or a Jaren rebound total. There are a billion ways to play, and right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. It's just one of many reasons to bet on FanDuel. It's where I play because it's easy to use and because they have fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every day. So go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try same-game parlay and use promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel, an official partner of Radio.com at 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. The Tigers are in the home stretch of their AAC schedule. The Grizzlies are on their way to maybe, just maybe, making the NBA playoffs in Ja Morant's second season. Lots of interesting games to watch nearly every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these games while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. That's the number. And this is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need. They've also been repairing computers, honestly, for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigator ever, the legend Andy Wise.
Gary, I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple years ago on computer repair businesses. And Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. I mean, for over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. What I have discovered in my partnership with them is if you want reputation, if you want locally owned, if you want an impeccable record, you want Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is the number, 360-9679. If you want to deal with somebody you can trust, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com.
For all your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Trees went back, me and Del were singing.
The snow has melted. Spring is nearly here. That means it's moving season. Make sure you call my friends at Blacktown Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call my friends at Blacktown Moving. 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. The good folks at Black Tie, they get that. I've used them not once but twice. Glad I did it. They took all the stress out of the process. They got there on time. They were efficient. They got the job done. Nothing got broken. They're pros. That's what they do. Book your move now because it is going to start booking up fast. Spring and summer are right around the corner, which means moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Every day at this time, I like to do a thing we call the Rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. Great. First story.
Wait. Before you get into this very important story, Brad, do you happen to over there have the Michigan fight song? Because that is
Hail to the victors.
That is what we all need to hear today.
How do we not have that?
That is what we all need to hear today because, and I'm just going to say this one time, and I'm going to say it one time only.
One of my favorite fight songs, by the way.
You remember the AAC, fool.
I love Michigan.
But you'd rather rep Juwan and Michigan. You are AAC, fool. You want to claim Michigan.
Hey.
Hail to the victors.
Now, let me tell you a couple of things I like about this Michigan basketball team. One is
the Big Ten.
You turn your back on Memphis fast.
Well, as you know.
Love the Big Ten.
They got 1-6 out of 7.
They got two white dudes who are just absolute. I mean, they are hoopers, man.
No, you love that.
Hunter Dickinson, you can't stop him. I saw Danielle Lerner tweet this. She said he's got the composure and he's got the footwork. Can you imagine if Musa Cisse had that? Man, if Musa Cisse
he's gonna motivate these dudes doing this.
What were all you Memphis media types doing watching Michigan just salivating at the mouth? You and Daniel Lerner.
Well, it was an actual national TV game on a big network.
We wanted to know what it was like when a former player of his alma mater takes his team to CBS and gets a top five right win.
On CBS.
Well, Penny gonna have his chance on March 7th, even though it won't be a top five team anymore.
Let me just say this.
And Houston will still be a what? Top 15 team.
For Danielle,
hold out yet.
If Musa Cisse had the composure and the footwork of Hunter Dickinson, that man would be the number one pick. That man would be the number one pick in the draft. I mean, with his length and his shot blocking and the way that Hunter Dickinson just takes up space, are you kidding me?
Dude, nobody came to work on Monday looking forward to John Martin talking up the Michigan Wolverines as the number one seed in the country.
He's
the number
right
one overall seed.
Good
Lord.
Jason, we haven't even talked about Wagner
Memphis
yet.
Practicing yet.
My goodness.
I mean, Wagner, that's a pro right
Wagner's
there.
Wagner's a good player.
He is nasty. You saw that sort of step through he had at the rim there. I mean, they are the real deal, and I apologize for jumping in the middle of your segment here.
Well, you should just do Respect Burgers the next segment, too, since you want to do that, white man.
Okay, so
maybe this will motivate, like, you know, those bad tweets bits that we were hearing between 2 and 4? It's sort of like that.
Houston dropped to 12, by the way.
And then that's the news not fall. Good.
But still be top 15, I said. It won't be top 5, like John's pointing out.
But they beat the snot out of Cincinnati yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Like by 40.
So they're back to where they need to be mentally. I just wanted to make sure that Jason over there,
this guy,
with
Jason,
his double hood, he's double hooded up on a Monday, that he understood sort of what was accomplished on Sunday by the Michigan Wolverines. Top five ranked one.
Damn about that Michigan team.
Okay.
Unless Memphis is playing them in the tournament. Well, good luck, Juwan.
What?
Certainly
tournament?
Not to this degree.
What tournament, man? What are you talking about?
Hating on Isaac Brown.
What tournament
do you have
Memphis in right now?
They want to make Michigan your favorite team.
I'll
thanks
be there
for
the watch party.
How about a little Memphis Grizzlies drop to get off this Michigan mess right now?
I can't play All I Do Is Win because they just got their ass handed to them. I'd give you more. But
I'd actually plan to give Michigan a respect burger. I may rethink that now because I think John's already fed them. I think he's already fed them enough.
Yeah, I think
Juwan Howard's already sitting fat. Yeah. I might have to change that idea. Grizzlies, got your Dallas Mavericks tonight. 7:30 tip. You'll be able to hear Eric Hasseltine on the call right here on 929 FM ESPN pregame starting at 7. Yes, 7 tonight, 7:30 tip. You'll be able to hear that pregame with Jessica Benson right here. Mavs, last I looked, a 5-point favorite. We talked about this in the open. Justice Winslow made his debut, obviously, against Phoenix. It was a beatdown. We don't need to talk about the actual loss to Phoenix, which came by, 31 points. Justice Winslow, though, after going 0 of 9 in the first half, said 3 of 5 in the second half, looked a lot more comfortable, looked like a deer in headlights early on. Guy who was clearly excited to play his first game in over a year, finishes with 9 points, 7 rebounds in 21 minutes in that loss. Looking for more of him, obviously, tonight against Dallas. More of everybody, though, frankly. Grizz didn't have much of anything against Phoenix in that game, sort of half a roster for the most part, and that's talking pretty accurate. They'll have most of those guys or a lot of those guys back tonight, including, I think most importantly, Kyle Anderson, especially with the way he's played offensively. But out tonight, you still have Dylan Brooks. Think he's still dealing with that thigh soreness. Jaren Jackson, obviously, don't need to talk about that one. Tilly out tonight. McDermott is now too. He's now
he's
down
a hustle.
He got sent down to the hustle. I know people are getting tired of seeing McDermott.
Yes.
I think he's been fine for the most part. Y'all act like you're trying to get the 4 seed today. Like they're playing, again, it was their 4th game in 5 days. You know, you sat guys, you sent them down to the hustle. They're 13-13.
What do you think of McDermott?
Well, people were trying to send. They were trying to send me tweets and say
that you should love this guy.
He was my dead ringer or something. And if you think this guy sucks, then I want nothing to do with him.
No.
Okay.
Now you actually make shots usually when
that's
I see
right.
you play.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
The guy has NBA athleticism. Now, is he going to be a contributor here for the Grizzlies in the coming years? Probably not.
But he's
decent when they're playing shorthanded.
He's a practice squad guy.
He's absolutely. And I've got no problem with him playing down with the hustle right now. It's fine. But people going overboard like, oh, they're tanking because McDermott's out there. It's ridiculous. They're 13-13. Like, what the hell are we talking about?
Everybody said they threw that game.
Yeah.
Bro, it's Phoenix is good now. I don't know if you've gotten the memo yet. Like, they will not.
Memo about the game on Saturday? We were throwing it. That's what everybody said. Everybody said, well, you know, the Grizzlies are wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know. Right. They threw the game. That's what everybody said.
Just give me a credible argument that a team that's 13-13 and a half game out of the eighth spot in the West is tanking.
I just think they could do because a hell of a lot better.
Because of who was unavailable this last game?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're basing that on, that conspiracy theory? Let me give it to me. It can be doing better like what? Like, without Jaren Jackson, they could be fourth in the West? Like, it's ridiculous to think that.
It's not. They're not tanking. They have too many wins to be tanking right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they just do.
It's true.
You know, and they're going to have more. They're going to win more games with Ja out there. We both agree on this, Jason. If Ja is on the floor, they ain't tanking. I mean, it's just the truth.
I think it's ridiculous in a season where you're playing, four games in 5 nights, that you're going to sit some guys for some rest, frankly, because they need it. Not just that, you're going to be right back out there tonight against Dallas. Thankfully, number one, you'll have Kyle Anderson back. You saw how much you missed him, certainly, against Phoenix. Grizz at Dallas tonight, 7:30 tip-off. Mavericks, 5-point favorite. Hopefully, they look a lot better than they did against Phoenix.
Next story.
How about this? Some news on the college basketball team in town. Now you want to talk about them. You don't want me to talk about Michigan no more.
Oh, he's talking at 1 o'clock.
He is talking, and we will bring you live.
Penny Hardaway, that would be
from that.
Not Juwan Howard.
But when Juwan Howard does talk, we will go live.
Joe won't,
because that is the U of M right there, baby. That is the U of M. That's in the top three. But no, Memphis is coming off pause. We told you this would happen. We told you that Wednesday against Tulane would most likely be, the first time that Memphis got back in action. They returned to practice on Saturday. And look, it feels like it has been – when is the last time Memphis played? Has it been 3 weeks, basically, since Memphis Tigers basketball played a game? It's been close to that. Let's see, February the 6th. So, yeah, I mean, by the time they play, that'll be, 18 days? So basically 3 weeks.
That's what Michigan had, 3 week layoff, week COVID pause.
So basically 3 weeks from the last time that Memphis played a game, and if you remember, I mean, it took everything basically, you know, to eke out the win against East Carolina. But they were playing good basketball. They were playing their best basketball of the season. And I will tell you, I'm a little pissed. I'm a little pissed that we're having to boil water in Memphis. But Kelvin Sampson is going out and playing Western Kentucky on is it today?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
When Memphis and Houston could play a game on Friday. Memphis and Houston could get a deal done.
Been telling you guys, what's the incentive for Kelvin to play two against Memphis?
But what's the incentive for him to play against Western Kentucky?
But it doesn't hurt him, right?
If he loses, it hurts him.
It's not a conference loss.
Well, yeah, but still, it's a loss to a unranked team, which is the same thing. I mean, if you're going to play a game, if you're going to reschedule a game or play one against somebody in your league.
I told you, what was the incentive for him to play? Oh, I'm in the AAC, and this is the best thing for AAC teams? That's what I said. Like, what's the incentive? I'm with you on the Western Kentucky one. What does it help if you win? They're 82 at KenPom. It's not a quad one victory because you're playing them at home. I get that. But doesn't this just show you? Clearly, he's not in the business of trying to save AAC teams when he's going out and trying to get him a padded win in the non-conference and going out and scheduling West Kentucky. Is this not proof of that?
I mean, maybe.
That Kelvin doesn't feel some...
What do you think?
I should be the one. Told
Houston
you this last week.
Western Kentucky.
No, I told you last week. There's no incentive for him to play a Memphis team that's more talented than Western Kentucky.
Well,
and he might lose it, right?
Look, blood take care of blood, right? Crips take care of Crips. You know what I'm saying? That's your set. Take care of your league.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The dude is like a two or a three seed right now, and he's trying to protect that, just like Jeff Goodman told you.
That actually can really help Western Kentucky's at large.
Yeah, no, he's doing.
If you look at it, they've only lost
favor.
Four, and they'll
again,
have a win
again,
over Memphis.
Again, he ain't going to Western Kentucky. It's doing him one if they come down to Houston and win.
Yeah.
But again, they're the number 89 team in the country. That's clearly Kelvin feels like all this is going to do is pat him and get him another non-conference
whether you
win.
Like it or not.
And he's prioritizing that over trying
he is,
to help
Jason.
One of your AAC teams. And this was the proof.
True.
Clearly the proof of that.
Whether
this
you
isn't
like
even a good
not,
non-conference win.
Kind of sucks.
Your family.
It absolutely sucks.
Your family. Memphis and Houston are family. You're related.
I mean, you convinced Kelvin Sampson of that, bro. Not me.
It's not our job to do it. It's Mike Oresko's job to step in and say, hey, you got games that you owe. Now, it's not your fault.
That's what you thought last week. Mike Oresko was going to come down and make Houston play Memphis twice. Like, that's what I'm saying. How are you going to get Kelvin? How do you enforce that? How do you make that happen? Been saying this was going to happen for a couple of weeks now. that there's no incentive for Houston to get these games rescheduled.
But it's bigger especially than Houston, Memphis. It's about the league picture, is it not? I mean, isn't at some point?
No, it's about Houston's chances to go as deep as it wants to in the final in the tournament, John. And at one time, a team that looked like it could make a Final Four run, I'm with you, they're not that anymore. This is about preserving that. And they do that by getting the highest seed possible in the NCAA tournament. Forget the AAC tournament. With all due respect to the AAC, they're thinking bigger picture than that. And unfortunately, do I think they can make that kind of run anymore? No, but they still do. Houston still does. Kelvin Sampson, just like Goodman told you, is now trying to protect that, and you do that by playing teams like Western Kentucky that you think you're going to handle at home rather than rescheduling that game up at Memphis.
Oh, down
at Houston. That one, the rescheduled one would be the one down at Houston.
Like, it would be better for Houston's resume if they're trying to pad it to beat Memphis than it would to beat Western Kentucky.
Doesn't it show you that there's more risk in that? That he feels like there's more risk in playing that Memphis team that he could lose to?
I mean, look, I'm just saying thinking about.
Doesn't it show you that he in some ways fears that game when he's going?
Yeah, but you gain a little bit more though if you beat Memphis than you do, because if you look at the net rankings, Memphis I think is like 61, and then West Kentucky 76.
Memphis has won 6-7. What don't you get about that? They're a different team that lost to Tulsa.
COVID pause though.
I get all that, but they're going to play some games before then. They're going to play Tulane.
Man, Houston cannot be afraid of Memphis.
You're trying to make you're trying to make a case for Houston to play Memphis when Houston's already in a spot. They're in the catbird seat. Why are they going to reach down to the poor man and help him? Unfortunately, we're the poor man because you lost to Tulsa twice. It's not on Houston to save you. That's more on Memphis for being down there in the first place.
Well, look, I think it's on the – I mean, I wouldn't care if Houston wasn't playing anybody this weekend. It wouldn't matter to me. Like, whatever. If you don't.
No, you're right. It's because
they went out and scheduled somebody else.
It's a whack thing to do. Absolutely, 100%. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, when Kelvin is the dude that comes in here.
It's the absolute proof I needed to show you. Dude is not worried about helping other AAC teams, clearly, or else you'd reschedule some of those games. Mm-hmm. Help some of those AAC teams like a Cincinnati, postpone. They could really use a win against you or anybody else to help the league or anybody. Memphis, because they're so close, you go help them. Kelvin Sampson, he was never going to do that, especially a Memphis team as talented as this one that's playing its best basketball. So we were bound to go this way at some point.
Memphis could have rescheduled the game against Houston if Houston would have played ball. I don't see how you do it against Wichita State given their schedule because they got two games.
And I would like to get that one because it's a quad two. It's a quad one now. Based on where they are.
You go there.
After that Houston win.
I mean, because look, I mean, SMU's schedule is Thursday, Sunday. You know, this is the way
I'll pose it to you because I heard. I think this is a good way to boil it down. If Memphis wins what's left on this schedule and doesn't get those other reschedules, doesn't get the Houston game, doesn't get the Wichita State game. If they just went out Tulane at Cincy, at South Florida, beat Houston at home in that final game, does that get them there, John, with a push to the finals of the AAC tournament and a loss to Houston? See, I wouldn't. I think you'd be sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Come Selection Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Look at what the Houston win did for Wichita State. Last I looked, it didn't do hardly anything at all. Metrically, they're still below you. Wichita State now is still below Memphis in terms of the bubble, everything else. And so I because Tulane, Cincy, and South Florida are really just games that you should win, they're not great wins by any means.
That's true.
You know, I don't know if it's enough, even with the Houston win. Not there, but here at home to finish off the season.
I'd like to
think you're awfully close because you got SMU sitting on next four out right now that you'd be close, but I'd still be sweating on Selection Sunday.
I am going to say it's enough because
this scenario, you don't get Wichita State back and you don't get the Houston game back that's down there. You're just winning what's left on your schedule right now.
Yes, I am going to say it will be enough. Only just because, I mean, you're going to be sitting there with basically, you know, 18, 19 wins. I mean,
do you have to make the finals in that scenario then?
Absolutely.
Well, can you? Okay.
Yeah, you have to make the
finals. You have to win your semifinal game.
You're
going to have a bye, it feels. You're going to be a top four seed in this tournament.
Yeah,
there's
so
there's some separation between the top four seeds right now.
So that's two wins, right? That's two wins to get to the championship game. You got to get those two.
That's 11.
That's what I'm saying. In the tournament, if you have a bye, it's two to get to the championship game, right? You got to win your quarter and then the semi. Yeah. So you got to win your quarter and your semifinal game, and then you got to look damn good in your championship game, honestly. I mean, that is the benefit. It's going to be on Selection Sunday, isn't it? The championship AAC game usually is on Selection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a benefit for you that everybody's going to be watching. You're usually the last game before the – so if you compete and, you know, you're in the game until the end – against Houston, I think personally it's going to be enough. But it's like Jeff Goodman said, like, it's going to depend on
Are there any bid stealers? What else?
How
is
badly
going
they want to get Duke in? Did Duke give them a raising like they did beating Virginia?
I mean, that's
weekend?
A huge win for Duke.
They're giving the selection tournament a reason. That's what Duke's going to do. They want to put him in.
What a great win for the Duke Blue Devils this weekend, guys!
Best win for the program in probably 5 years, he'd say.
Coach K is back, baby.
Congrats, K.
And where's Boogie? Is Boogie playing still? What are they doing down there in Memphis?
He's coming off the COVID pause, Coach. He's going to be just fine.
We don't get COVID up here.
Hey, listen, he'd like to look into transferring to you. Would you think about bringing him back, Coach K?
Good question, Jason.
Well, as you know, as one of the
John Martin speaks highly of him up here in Memphis.
John loves him.
Greatest people and human beings. I don't like to.
Is he a point guard, K?
Tamper, but absolutely, Boogie. We got a spot for you.
I got one more.
Okay. Let me hit the button here.
Next story.
This is Deion Sanders' story.
Oh, boy.
What's going on down there at Jackson State?
Man, the predictable.
Now, this was supposed to be just a good, feel-good story about Deion and Jackson State in
That's
his
right.
first game, beating up an NAIA team named Edward Waters, 53-0. Supposed to be about the debut of Deion and where he's trying to get to Jackson State. But clearly, he couldn't even talk about that win without talking about how frustrated he was, not by any part of the game or performance individually by his guys, but because of what happened off the field. In fact, in the locker room, a man said they took his credit cards, his wallet, and his watches. Okay?
Stole them.
While the game was going on, someone came in and stole every darn thing I have in the coach's office, credit cards, wallets, watches. Thank God I had on my necklaces, because I imagine they do cost a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it was John that alerted me to this story over the weekend first, and then so I go on Twitter to check it out, and not much later, Jackson State's putting out a statement saying, oh, it was a miscommunication, we've got Deion's stuff, it was never stolen at all. So I'm sending back to John, well, now it looks like it's going the other way, like they didn't steal it. But then Deion goes back at Jackson State for the most part and says, no, this ain't no miscommunication, brother, for the most part. It was stolen out of my personal bag in my office. So you've got Deion and Jackson State on opposite sides of whether or not this happened. Apparently, whatever was stolen has been retrieved. Deion acknowledged that part. But there was an actual theft is the part that Deion and Jackson State sort of can't seem to come to an agreement on. It's unfortunate because, again, the story should have been Deion Sanders in coaching, college coaching Jackson State, and, yes, even albeit against an NAIA program, they're playing their spring schedule. Remember, guys, they're playing in the spring. Some of us might have said, what are they doing playing? They got, I believe it's a 7-game spring schedule that they're playing because of COVID runs through April and look, are we going to be covering it? No. But this was absolutely a chance for to be about Deion, Jackson State, all that kind of stuff, and instead it becomes about an apparent theft, at least according to Deion, but not according to Jackson State. Weird deal, unfortunate, because you'd like for those players for the story to be about them and Deion sort of being there and them getting some spotlight that they wouldn't have otherwise gotten. Jackson State, one way or the other, probably should have known. Or should have checked with Deion before you put anything else at all. They were quickly going out publicly to put out a fire to look like there'd been a theft on their premises, right? In a situation like, oh, people are going to say, oh, it's Jackson State or whatever. And they didn't communicate with their coach, who clearly, that's what you got to do before you put out a statement, because now you got him looking like he's lying, okay? Sitting up and saying that yes, I had an employee who saw this stuff stolen.
Yep.
So the back and forth is complete unnecessary stuff that you don't need and could have been avoided if you approached Deion afterwards. Whether it was theft, whether it wasn't, whether it was misplaced, whatever it was, get on the same page because you clearly were not after this, after all through this story.
Yeah, I mean,
and apparently not still.
I don't think it like it.
It's not a black eye or anything.
No,
But it should have been a good PR day, and instead it becomes about Deion losing his wallet
and
all this stuff.
It goes to show you that Jackson State was not prepared for this. You know, they were not prepared. They've never had to worry about somebody breaking into the damn coach's office, because who cares? I mean, who cares enough to do that? I mean, you've never had a coach who's had stuff worth stealing probably until you had prime. So this is an awakening for them. It's different now that Deion Sanders is your head coach. And they looked – whatever. They played at, you know,
NAIA school.
Yeah.
Yes, the scores
so,
basically doesn't matter at all.
Who cares? But that's going to be part of the deal. I think this is going to be the prime era. I'm not saying there's going to be somebody's going to try to steal a stub every game, but there's always going to be something that happens every game where, you know, it becomes about something other than the football. You got to remember, Deion is an absolute mastermind when it comes to marketing. Like, he's a genius. He announced that he was going to take this job on his podcast. This is what he does. He knows how to get people talking. I don't think he made this up or anything, but he knows how to take advantage and capitalize on situations. So I think we'll see a lot more of stuff, not exactly like this, but similar to this moving forward.
Would you have your wallet in your pants?
Yes.
On the field, man?
Yes.
Yes.
No, bro.
Yes.
Why do you need the wallet on the field?
If you are Deion Sanders.
Like, yep.
You got black cards all through that thing. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who's watching you so closely, John, at down in Jackson State, and your coaching debut is going to say, oh, that you shouldn't be wearing a wallet as a coach. You shouldn't have a wallet,
Jason,
in your back pocket.
You
this,
and I
this
on the
is,
same page.
This is ridiculous. Have your wallet on you, bro.
Yeah, and don't like, leave the probably – my watch is worth not much. I bet Deion got an expensive watch
like,
that they're looking
like,
for.
You're right, John. JSU poorly handled and showed, right, that you're about to have a situation here.
Yes.
What you don't understand is you're a national headline now because you've got Deion Sanders, and if Deion Sanders is Sam Stone, that story's going to go across. So nip this thing in the bud. They've got to handle that. But – frankly, John, I'm not leaving any – unless there's a big old safe, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yes.
Like, if I'm Deion Sanders, I'm not leaving anything up to chance. I'm gonna actually have my wallet on while I'm coaching the dang game.
Not in a Ziploc bag
not.
In my office.
Certainly not in a Ziploc bag in my office that they could probably kick the door in and get anyway if they wanted to.
No,
you're right.
No.
He's got the most valuable things on campus, John. Why you wouldn't protect them by keeping them on you doesn't make any sense to me. What you got to – You got to have those tight coaching shorts on, and you don't want anybody to see the wallet inside. Give me a break.
You're jumping around. You're doing all kinds of stuff. You don't want your wallet to fall out, whatever. I don't know. There's a million different ways you could sort of justify it, but you probably never considered that anybody would break into your damn office and steal your wallet. I mean, that's
brother, not... this ain't the Falcons. It ain't the 49ers.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
It's more like Snowden.
Yeah.
It's right. More like Snowden Middle School in terms of facilities, everything else, in terms of what they got down there. You probably best bet to just keep your stuff on you. And again, there ain't some strict coaching uniform that you got to wear. Just keep your stuff on you, Deion. Okay. Or go out and buy a safe from the bank, put the safe in the office, that's something that nobody can break into, and put it all in there, and then it give you some peace of mind to go with it.
Yeah, no, I think certainly he is.
I will say Jackson State probably got like a one-man communications department, too.
Oh, exactly.
Like, we're talking about
the
situation up here in Memphis after we saw all the layoffs in their communication department. Imagine what Jackson State. It was already hard. You try and do a Southern Heritage Classic story or something, the preview story. Did this down in the CA many a year. You call into those media relations departments. There's barely anybody working there.
Right.
You're lucky if you get the call back. So I'd imagine this is just a disagreement, really, quite frankly, between two dudes, Deion and the one dude they got working in communications.
Yep.
But Deion helped calling that dude a lie
and all that.
It just got ugly.
I think Deion, in order to help a school like Jackson State fulfill what we want it to fulfill, like, you have to understand what you just said, too. You have to represent it in a way where it's trying to get that positive national. This is not great for Jackson State. Like, you need Deion sort of working through those problems. Like, look, we got a one-man communication staff. We don't have 20, like Michigan, you know?
Yep.
Like, you have to understand that, I think. I mean, I'm not trying to pile on Deion. It's good they got him, but... I mean, I don't know who has that conversation with Deion Sanders, though. That's the problem.
Yep, it's a hell of a thing. But I think he probably learned his lesson after the game this weekend. All right, we will come back. Respect Burgers going to be handed out, including a side of seasoned fries. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast, and they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, golf, or real estate, having the winning coach makes all the difference in your success. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I'm with Coach Terry Tippett, winner of 6 state basketball championships. Coach, what's been the secret to your and your team's successes?
Sheldon, there's no one secret. It becomes a pattern of success after coaching for so many years and learning the ins and outs of the game and the players. A lot like the pattern of your success in selling homes.
Thanks, Coach. Like you and your program, I developed my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option, and I also tried to use it in my golf game.
Sheldon, Tried is the optimum word. You better stick to selling homes, as you're always hitting holes in one at that instead of double bogeys.
Thanks a lot. And if anyone is thinking of selling their home, make sure and talk to 2 to 3 coaches. I mean real estate brokers. Let me be one of them. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. At 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com and be a winner.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The President's Day sales event is going strong at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2021 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. That's less than $5 a day for a new ride. 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, $149 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, just $182 a month lease. All 36 months with $3149 due at signing. And they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So let's conquer the cold and gear up for winter in your new Kia from Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, ME319038, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775638, MSRP 20,660, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license. With approved credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/1/21, dealer stock only.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy. The freedom. The crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. It's like a ghost town.
Baby. Where did these be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be
a Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. As you guys know, the market is absolutely insane right now. I was talking to a guy over the weekend who told me that the house he's living in right now, which he moved into September of last year, he basically put an offer on it sight unseen just because he knew he had to get it, and that's the only way he could do it. And that is sort of how crazy the market is right now. But just because the market's hot doesn't mean you're going to just automatically step in a top dollar for your home. That's only if you go with the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. There's a listener who was attempting to sell their house on their own in Hernando without any agents involved. They had a couple weeks, no activity. They reached out to the Live Love Memphis group. The investor got involved. They were able to give them exactly what they were asking for. They closed on the day they chose. That's what you get with the Live Love Memphis team.
You can also get a free analysis. Well, it's good to have that knowledge of what an investor would pay for your home right now. I'll tell you the way to do it. Simple. Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. You'll get that free analysis. Don't worry, because no obligation is going to come with it, no hassle, just an offer. Again, your home address, emailed to investor@livelovememphis.com. So Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. We're at livelovememphis.com. How y'all feeling about a little bit of respect? Because I'm ready to serve up some burgers.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers. R-E-S-E-C-T. Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
I've been cooking. I've been in the kitchen. John, you on fries this week?
We on them fries, baby.
I know who you're giving them to. Maybe you won't be. Maybe you won't be. Because
I don't appreciate you sort of pigeonholing me over there. That's very disrespectful.
You know who's getting the first respect burger? It's a team I've disrespected, quite frankly, since they went out and made the deal for James Harden.
It's the Brooklyn Nets.
Respect.
Give them a respect burger. You realize they just wrapped up a 5-game West Coast, basically, road trip. Capped it off last night, 112-108 over the Clippers. They went undefeated on the trip, okay? 5-0 on that. It's 6 straight for them, because before they went on the road trip, John, as I look at you deeply in your eyes,
yes,
they beat the Indiana Pacers. After that, it was at Warriors, win. At Kings, win. At Suns, who just destroyed the Grizzlies, win. At Lakers, win. And then yesterday you had the win over the Clippers. And in that one, 112-108, a little bit of controversy because Paul George didn't play late and that game was held out on a minutes restriction. Could have helped L.A. win the game, quite frankly. But Harden was a beast. We've talked about him more in a playmaker role, certainly, but he was also in the scoring role. Was still Durant out of these games. Remember, 4 of those games, you didn't have Durant. 4 of these 5 West Coast games that you won, Harden 37 last night, 13-25 from the field, 11 rebounds to go with the 7 assists. Kyrie had 28 on 12 of 26 shooting, 8 assists for him. All but 2 of those games, those 5 games they won on the West Coast trip, decided by double digits. So they're rolling, and the Nets are now 12-4 against teams that are 500 or better. So they play their best basketball, typically, against the best teams in the NBA. Here is the issue. Is the issue when they made the trade, it's gotten better recently, but we're talking about, this is about title or bust for the Nets. It's going to be their defense. Which, yes, when you're winning 112-108 over the Clippers, looks like a lot better, right, than losing by 20 double digits to the Detroit Pistons like you did before this thing. So the defense has got better. But remember this now. Since the 2004 Pistons, every NBA champion has been ranked 11th or better in defensive efficiency. It's a stat I keep harping on. It's Kurt Goldsberry, NBA analyst over at ESPN. It's his stat, okay? You got to be 11th or better going all the way back to 04. You know where the Nets are right now? While that offense is cooking.
Where's it at? Like 20th?
While they look good.
Last?
They're 26th in defense. Now, here, this is why I bring this up.
Damn.
This would matter if the Lakers. It would matter if the Lakers aren't going to have Anthony Davis. I'll put it that way. It will come into play, right, this team's defense and whether or not I can get some stops. And listen, they're going to go try to shore some things up. They're going to have to defensively to go out and get DeAndre Jordan some help. If Anthony Davis, who's out for 4 weeks with this Achilles thing, if that thing's serious and it goes all the way through the year, LeBron can't beat them by himself.
Right.
Okay? But if they've got a healthy Anthony Davis at the end of the season, that's why you're going to see them be super cautious with him. Then that defense that doesn't get stops regularly, then it will come into play. John, if they're just playing a LeBron James-led Lakers team that's just got an okay Anthony Davis,
yep,
they're going to outscore enough opponents. They can win the damn thing. Yep. The Nets are.
Wow.
They're just too good offensively not to, okay? And I think defensively, something that's clearly still a worry. I mean, you're 26th in the league in defense. You got to do some shoring it up. I'm not sure there's enough teams that can outscore them, John, right, if they've got all three of those dudes operating at a high level. And frankly, on most nights, they don't need all three of them. So, been good against good
teams.
You
like them. Wow.
Dude, the place I was concerned, I said as soon as they made the deal, well, they'll get to the finals. Mm-hmm. They'll just lose to the Lakers because they won't be able to get stops.
But then the AD thing happens.
And that will be a factor all season long. We'll see if we'll see if AD can get back healthy. Yeah. I suspect the Lakers are going to do everything in their power to hold him out until he's fully healthy. But they are give the Brooklyn Nets a respect burger because they're absolutely coming together, even with Kevin Durant out right now, getting a little bit better on defense.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that process continues. Next respect burger, John's already done the work for me.
Yes, he has.
I didn't know that we were going to spend all 3 hours today
in the kitchen. I like that.
If I had known John was going to open and spend most of the day today on the Michigan Wolverines and Juwan Howard and the job he's doing and how he needs an extension and how Phil Martelli is assistant coach of the year and how Michigan's got all the talent in the world and they should be, they can beat Gonzaga and they should beat Baylor.
They look good.
Hell yeah.
I think Ohio State could beat them.
You think Ohio State can beat them?
Yep.
Oh, probably so. And Ohio State is, they could have won that game.
I'm saying.
I think it wasn't as close as the score would indicate, 92-87.
Like, it was not.
That got closer toward the end of the game there. That said, Ohio State still is two seed caliber. Yep. You telling me on any given day they can't beat
or
Michigan?
Illinois, to your point, John. I mean, Illinois also really good. And it's going to be fun to watch that Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, Illinois beat the crap out of Minnesota this weekend.
Boy, they did.
They just got Rich Pitino fired.
It was Michigan's fifth straight win, a run that came around after a three-week break during COVID-19 issues, protocols, all that. It's the same 3 weeks now that, as John just pointed out, it's been out for the Tigers. Wolverines now 16-1, 11-1 in the Big Ten. Only losses to who? You know, Michigan's number one fan?
Good question.
I know Giannotto would know. This is his squad.
Who did they lose to?
Minnesota.
What?
Kind of a random, weird loss, but I think Minnesota's still a top 50 team over at KenPom, and that loss was on the road. I still think I'm with Goodman that they are a step down from Gonzaga and Baylor.
I agree with that.
But they are still a one seed.
Baylor.
And Juwan Howard, seriously, no hate.
Yeah.
Definitely deserving of a respect burger. The problem is, John's
he's the coach of the year.
You've already waxed him.
He's the coach of the year.
Yeah. There's really nothing else I can add into the terms of the job he's doing there. They did, both teams shot 53% from the floor, John. Yep. It was a beautiful game. I know that you watched it.
I did watch it. I did enjoy it greatly. It was, honestly, there's nothing better than a Sunday afternoon college basketball tilt
March
on
7th.
CBS.
It's coming on March 7th. Memphis at Houston. Get back to your roots, folks.
I can't wait for that to exactly.
You're a straight traitor.
I am not a traitor.
Basically threw the Memphis program under the bus to start the show and said, I'm rolling with Michigan. I'm throwing y'all under the bus. This is my new team. Pity be like Juwan. It's basically what you said.
They're my Big Ten team, man. Can I not have a Big Ten team?
I thought Illinois was your Big Ten team.
Pick one.
Damn.
And settle on it.
You said, don't you come back on me. You said you were Illinois all the way.
I actually think Illinois could be. I think they're going to have to expand the Final Four this year.
Brad, don't play it anymore. We've probably overdone it.
I'm sorry.
I apologize to our listeners. If I'd known John was going to spend 2 hours on Michigan, I wouldn't have gave him a respect burger. He would already taken care of it.
Illinois was my first love. And I think DeSoon. If you don't have Io Desunmu in your lottery, you're not doing your job as an NBA executive. I'm just telling you, that dude is the real deal, homie.
He's a pro.
And I'm going to need you to go ahead and give him a respect burger as well.
Maybe if they get a one seed. They won't get it right now.
If they get a one seed, that's how they get a respect for
the
John.
They should be ahead of.
Well, if Ryan Silverfield beats Penn State, that's how he gets the job.
I still like that metric, but that's y'all.
We should have got him out of here.
That take is actually not over yet.
You know, DeSunmu had a triple-double, right?
Did you see who he got from Michigan State, by the way, Brad?
Silverfield. Yeah.
Transfers.
You saw the dudes that went to TCU, right?
You could argue these dudes are better.
Look, I don't know. I just know they were all 5 and 4 stars when they were coming in.
How good has TJ Carter been last couple of years?
Loved the hell out of
him. Look, Brad's like you, man. He just won't let go of that one.
I got that one.
What do you call the lobster claws? The lobster claws.
That's my hard turn.
Brad, not letting go of that Silverfield, man.
I love Ryan Silverfield. Let me be clear. This is not personal. I love the hell out of Ryan. I hope he kills it.
Here's the thing about Brad. He only
beat Mississippi State this year. I love you even more.
Brad only has one, Jason. You got like 15 different.
I wanted to beat Penn State that year, man. I'm sorry.
Can we put a gift? And this is serious. Respect burger to the Memphis basketball team trying to get through this 3 week break.
Respect.
Penny Hardaway on top at the top of.
What you gonna give a respect burger for what?
Because
getting through,
bro. They're getting through.
For what?
Listen, I gave you a respect burger for getting in the radio last week.
Respect.
They should, you know, they should get a respect burger for getting through these 3 weeks, John.
We didn't deserve a respect burger last week. Only you deserved a respect burger last week.
No, y'all made it happen. We got a show on. I was happy about it.
I'm giving them a respect burger because they've done what they've had to do to get back on the practice court on Saturday, John, so we can get back to some games and give you some damn content so you can stop talking about Michigan on this damn show.
Well,
that's why we need him. How about that for some respect?
I like the redirect.
Thanks for getting through the protocol, right. Memphis, so we'd be able to talk about you again. John done lost his damn rocker making the Michigan show all the damn time.
I mean, I'm telling you, is there a food shortage or something?
What did Memphis do to you over this break that you have just completely I can't give them a respect burger for getting through COVID protocol.
No, you give them a respect
burger
for making the tournament.
They're Georgetown.
You give them a respect burger for beating Houston.
Michigan ain't made the tournament. We gave them a respect. They ain't made it yet. Gave them a respect burger for beating Ohio State.
It's so bad that we now say we respect Memphis for practicing.
Man, dude, I will say this. We have taken this COVID thing. We act like that half a million ain't half a million. Like folks ain't really out here dying. Yeah. I realize young men on college basketball teams are not. No. But you have to take this thing seriously because you know what they do? Well, you know what coaches do? They go back home to their families.
Yeah.
And then they get around their parents and that kind of thing. So I absolutely appreciate the sacrifice, not just Memphis, but all college student athletes and everybody else that's done this to give us our sports and to continue the money train.
Yep.
I actually respect it because you got to follow that stuff to get to this point. And so, absolutely, I'm glad that Memphis is coming back this week, and they absolutely deserve a respect burger, John, for getting to a point where they can even think about coming back.
Respect.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and give Penny Hardaway a respect burger for recruiting?
No.
I mean, he's just doing what he's supposed to do.
No, and Penny needs to make the tournament this year. I'm still on that. I'm not moving the goalpost. You're the only one that's done that here.
I will say this. Real quick, listening to you guys talk today.
Do you hear the subtle jab there?
No.
He's just getting in the subtle jab and trying to move on.
All day long, if that's how you want it.
I give you guys both credit.
Mr. Anti-Isaac Brown.
In listening to both of you today, though, I came into today's show in general not thinking Memphis was on. I actually feel like Memphis is going to make the tournament after listening to this radio show.
Well, hell, if you listen to Jason, then you're damn right.
Nah, y'all the ones saying that they can win with what they've got. You're the one. Y'all seem more optimistic about it than I do.
No, if they went out, they're going to win the championship.
I'm not talking about the tournament. I'm talking about if they win. I wasn't sure about that.
Okay, well, keep in mind.
I'm not either, Brad.
Keep in mind, if they beat Houston one time and get to the conference championship game, they will be in.
I'll take that.
Beat Cincinnati. That's assuming no other losses, right? If they only lose If they lose one more time this year and it's just a Houston in the conference championship game, they're in.
The problem is SMU and Wichita State both have that right now, and
that's
ain't in.
That's the problem.
They ain't in. And it ain't like Memphis got a whole lot more that's super impressive about the rest of its resume.
That's what I'm saying.
Wichita State and SMU both got a win over Houston, and they're on the outside looking in right now. Tell me where their resume is so much better. Memphis is so much better than theirs.
SMU lost to Cincinnati, right? SMU lost Cincinnati. They lost to Houston.
But SMU is next four out right now on Lenardi's bubble. Like, they're the closest thing after Houston in the AAC to the tournament right now.
Yeah, but SMU's going to lose.
They got two to Wichita State, so that's going to figure each other out. But, John, you can't tell me right now that Memphis got a much better resume than those two.
Well,
they both got wins over Houston.
No, but you still have a lot of basketball left to play, though.
Hopefully.
And I'm assuming that Wichita State has a chance to lose two times in the next four games.
So does SMU.
That's what I meant. SMU does, yes. But it did kind of break, unfortunately, for Memphis here that SMU and Wichita State are playing each other. You need them to be playing some other teams so they can have some opportunities to not necessarily bolster
their resume. What if they split?
Right, I don't know what that does.
Exactly.
I don't know what that does.
Well, and you hope Memphis comes out of this break looking right, too. So.
Well, and Tulane's probably the right team to do that. That said, they are not the worst team in the AAC. I think that East Carolina is actually that last I looked. But this should be one that's good for Memphis. I think it's unfortunate. It doesn't look like you're going to be able to get that Wichita State game in, unfortunately.
No.
It'd be a quad one for you. I hope John and Jeffrey Wright are right, that all you got to do is win what's left on there.
I do too.
The final against Houston, you can get in. It just scares me to death. I'm going to be sweating bullets if that's where they're at.
And, like, what if – I mean, we can't say with certainty that the Houston
to your
game
point,
won't be rescheduled.
We can't say it. We can't say it at this point. But, again, they're scheduling, to your point, non-conference teams at this point.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they're going to give you the two out of three, John, right before – two out of three in that last couple of days of the season. You think Kelvin Sampson wants to lose anymore? I think he's showing us what his plan is.
I want to give a fart burger to Kelvin Sampson because I didn't expect to see a non-conference game coming in the middle of the damn AAC still.
A fart burger,
certainly not one like Western Kentucky.
Burger.
Like, if you're going to do that, go out and get a big one.
Yeah,
right? That makes it worth it.
Here you go, Kelvin.
You're saying that's better than you playing an AAC
team. You can do March 5th.
Yeah.
I believe you could do March 5th. If you are Houston and Memphis, you have a two-game series with Houston. It'd be a lot because you play March the 3rd. But I mean, look, you got to do it. You got to get it done. You got to take that crack. That's my opinion.
After he's added this juggernaut called Western Kentucky, I just don't know if he can take any more on that schedule. Old Kelvin Sampson down there. Next respect. Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stansfield were fantastic. Both of them. Judas and the Black Messiah. I don't know if you all have seen it. Ashley, I do know. John, you have. Have you not?
I have. I watched it on HBO.
The movie
Max.
Is absolutely fantastic. Both gentlemen who were both in Get Out. They were both in
That's
Get
right.
Out.
And yeah. Lakeith was the brother who...
Lakeith was the one telling them, get out.
He had the tear in his eye, right?
Yes, the tear in his eye. It actually basically was the white old white husband
yes.
had taken over his body. He told he told Daniel to get out in that movie. They're both in this one. They're fantastic because... Look, Daniel is playing the part of Fred Hampton, and he does a fantastic job. The Illinois Black Panther Party leader, Fred Hampton, does an absolutely fantastic job as Fred Hampton. I will say this, and he should be up for whatever award, Oscar, yeah. whatever it is. I thought Lakeith Stansfield is, I don't want to say it's as like Oscar nominated, but I thought he was as good as Daniel was as Fred Hampton, as sort of as the FBI's. Inside guy, and eventually you'll see it. The guy that literally gave Fred Hampton. I don't want to give too many spoilers,
don't spoil it yet.
Literally was a big part of why Fred Hampton died at the hands of the police. Mm-hmm. This brother who had posed as this part of the Black Panther Party, gotten close to Fred Hampton, all that. He's literally crying before he's got to give before he's got to be a big mm-hmm. part of Fred Hampton's death. I thought Lakeith was. You hated him by the end of the movie, you know what I mean? I mean, like you would the person. Anyway, they were fantastic. The movie is fantastic.
I'll give I agree. I think it was.
You watched it. You checked it out.
Well,
it's fantastic.
You know, I'm a 30-year-old basically white man, and so a lot of this was very new to me. I mean, of course, I know about the Black Panther,
the Hoover right? angle, but how hot and heavy he was to get Hampton.
I didn't know who Fred Hampton was. Right. I didn't know the story of. What was his name? I'm forgetting. Bill O'Neill. I didn't know. I didn't know. There's a scene.
William O'Neill, yes, who, by the way, ends up committing suicide.
Yeah.
That's sad.
There is a scene in this movie where Fred Hampton goes to, I don't know what they were called. But it was like,
don't give too much away. I haven't seen this yet. No, I'm familiar with the story, but I got it on my list after this.
Yeah, you definitely should watch
it. Barry by the Menards. This is next.
But there's a scene where he goes to this gathering of white folks with a Confederate flag in the background. But it's not what you would expect, right? Like this scene, it was not depicted as like, oh, it's like these racist white people in the South. They were actually coming together
yes.
against the police.
Right.
I mean, it was like, what the hell is this an alternate reality? But that's, I guess, how it was in the 60s in certain parts of the country.
Against bad police.
Right.
And bad policing, to your point about it. It wasn't just them versus anti-cop.
It was also Chicago. I imagine that meeting might have been different in Mississippi.
Right. But I see what you're – the working with the other groups.
Yes.
Right. That co-op, that cooperation.
My main point is that it was educational for me as a 30-year-old white man who knew basically nothing about anything in this movie. And it was also a great freaking movie. It was well acted. It was great storytelling. Sad as hell in so many different ways. So you should absolutely check it out on Superbox.
It's fantastic.
Which is where you definitely watched
Where'd you watch?
HBO Max, dog.
What do you got that through YouTube?
You just get it on your smart TV.
Yeah, I have it
so
too.
So separately from the.
Yeah. Now we don't pay for it.
What? You're using somebody else's password?
Come on now. I pay for enough.
It's kind of stealing, right? Isn't it, John?
It's a family member.
Oh.
They logged in on our deal, and we just use it. You know, that's the way it goes.
Well, I guess it's not theft when it's a family member.
The reviews on this say it's like the movie of the year from, like, Rotten Tomatoes reviews and everything I've read about
it. It's fantastic.
And I'll tell you, I mean, Kaluuya is, like, 31 years old.
Oh.
One of those British actors we talk about a lot on here. British black actor is an absolute stud in everything he does. I mean, there's Idris Elba mm-hmm. that way, too. But Daniel could win an Oscar for his role as Fred Hampton in this thing. He was absolutely fantastic.
Yep. Are the burgers done?
Yeah, you got some fries?
I got some fries, man. And I'm going to hand these fries out to Sean Carter, Jay-Z. And what did Jay-Z do?
Jay-Z? Okay.
What did Jay-Z do where he's getting some fries on the show today? Well, today, Jay-Z sold half of his champagne brand, which you know as Ace of Spades. He sold half of his company to basically Louis. Okay, like the company and the corporation that operates Louis Vuitton, et cetera. He sold 50% of this champagne. Let me tell you a little bit about Ace of Spades, okay? It costs $13 to make. Do you have any clue what the wholesale
sells it
is?
For.
The wholesale is $225.
Ooh.
And that's wholesale. That ain't what they're selling it for, brother. That is not what they're selling it for.
That's a little bit more than my man Isaiah's.
That's a markup there.
Sound like they're doing a little better.
Jay-Z bought the entire company in 2014 for $30 million. And since 2014, he has taken annual sales from 60,000 bottles a year to, in 2019, 500,000 bottles a year. So, I mean, we can do some very rough math.
Now, that don't have anything on Ciroc, though, right? Puff still got him on Ciroc. Isn't Ciroc still
Ciroc's vodka.
I realize that, yeah. But isn't it still in terms of alcohol? Isn't that still in terms of the money he's made from it? Still the bigger brand at this point is what I'm asking.
I don't get you, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't get you.
I just wanted to have a little context.
Last week when I told you that I had a tie from Puff Daddy, all you wanted to say is, oh, don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want no Puff Daddy tie. But today you want to come in.
A tie? I thought you had like a jumpsuit of Mace.
And I have all of that. And you want to take the fries that I gave to Jay-Z and you want to give them to Puff Daddy?
I thought you had like Big Pun's t-shirt.
I do.
But you didn't say nothing about Puff's tie.
Yes,
I did. You got a signed tie?
Yes.
Is it signed?
Yes. It's like Jim Nance.
That's your best artifact.
You know, Ciroc Vodka's market share has actually, based on the graphs I'm reading from Statistica, I mean,
is it Ciroc huge?
Puff is an equal share venture. It's actually gone down in years. It's big. It's big. Volume sales 1.4 million 9-liter cases in 2019, but it's down from like 5-6 years ago.
Interesting. Interesting.
But so this is, Jay has got, what now was this called?
This is a champagne.
Ace of Spades.
Was like, and is it tasty? Have you ever had it?
I've never had it. But all my friends got some.